It's out there, she told him. You just have to cast your net out far enough. You just need enough patience to reel it back in. What she had determined was a means of getting something from nothing, of placing herself in a certain space at a certain moment, and pulling a story out of empty air. She described herself as something like infrared lens, able to look into an apparently empty room and detect otherwise invisible beings of shifting temperature. He turns to her, and he wants to nod, wishes he could beam with enthusiasm for her gifts of heightened perception, but what he sees her performing is more a manner of necromancy, drawing through her the energies of the departed to harvest, in words, their only remaining treasure, their memories. Perhaps, then, she's a grave robber as well. He'd seen the stories lining the notebooks at the bottom of the hall bookshelf. He'd seen the curious dealings of unnamed strangers, disembodied but flawless in their minuscule detail, as though crafted from cuttings of a living whole. The severed limb of a vignette, he didn't want to think it, but he did. She keeps her gentle meadows of interpreting qualities of light, of really listening to the message of the oscillating fan. He starts to see more clearly the skull behind her eyes at night. Listen to the moment, she tells him, none the wiser. Find the words in that moment. Put those words down on the page.